Everything your heart desires here in the mix.
Well, I don't know about everything your heart desires, but everything you need in writing is soon going to be available, is it not, Laura?
Are you talking about books? Yes, sir.
I'm talking about books, yes. So give us an outline of what you guys are
up. Oh, my goodness.
You're up to something, I know.
Yes,
you have that look about you like you're up to something.
Let me tell you all about it.
Okay.
The Bay County Public Library Foundation, a local nonprofit that's been associated with the library since the 80s, is about to launch its free library on wheels. It is a van that will be traveling throughout our community giving books away. And we are able to do this thanks to the wonderful generosity of the St. Joe Community Foundation and April Wilkes, as well as a couple of other private donations who they wish to remain not anonymous at this point. But we are absolutely thrilled to death to be able to launch this out and about. The Library Foundation's mission statement is so focused on literacy in our community, and we hope by getting books in the hands of young children, well, frankly, anyone who wants them, we'll be going out to special events, neighborhoods, schools. But what I'm here to talk about that is about to happen is that this coming Friday, we have 20,000 books arriving. Courtesy of Better World Books, a company out of Indianapolis, sending us these books, but we have to get them sorted. Dr. Elizabeth Crow at FSU and Ginger Littleton have arranged for us to use space there for 2 weeks. So starting next Monday, we have, a small army of volunteers coming to help us sort these 20,000 books, and it's these books that we will be stocking flow, as we like to call this little van. Well, it's not so little. These books will be stocked in our van, and we will travel out and about. You'll see us everywhere. We're pretty excited about it. It's a nonprofit group that is probably best known for a program that was ongoing for several years called Books Alive, where we brought in authors, well-known authors who would come into town and speak about their books. And so we're just kind of taking this to the next level, and we'd love to have you volunteer if you want to come out and help us this next week.
So
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. How would I go about doing that?
Well, you can go to our website, bcplfoundation.org. On the upper left-hand side of the screen, you'll see a pull-down menu called The Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Pull that down and you can go right to the link to sign up. We'll be at the, the Bayside building,
mm-hmm.
On campus at FSU Monday through Saturday, the week of August 5th, and then Monday through Friday, the week of August 12th, 9 in the morning till 8 at night. So it's easy, we're looking for 2 hour chunks of time, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. We'll sort the books into 5 simple categories, box them up and put them in our storage unit and be out and about in our community.
Okay, you have everything over there you need?
We are collecting. Probably in the next day or two we will have everything we mm-hmm. need. Lowe's has stepped up, Home Depot has stepped up. We're gathering what we need.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what we need are some more volunteers. We have a goodly number, but we can always use more. I mean, it's what a great thing to do. If you appreciate books, if you appreciate reading, if you understand the importance of a young child learning to read, if a young child is lacking in the ability to read, it affects the whole rest of their lives. I mean, I can give you statistics if you want to be bored, but it is a significant factor in success in life.
Mm-hmm. It truly is a fundamental life skill.
Absolutely.
So you can volunteer for 2 hour shifts. What if I know you're doing this for 2 weeks. If I just have 2 hours on one day, does that still help you?
Absolutely.
Or is there a learning curve?
No.
Okay.
It's simple. You can just, if you go to the website, find
mm-hmm.
that menu, pull it down. You can see specific periods of time that will surely fit
and
your...
And can you just sign up for
absolutely.
It online? Just
mm-hmm.
put your name
mm-hmm.
in?
And,
oh, perfect.
And you'll list your email address, and mm-hmm. we will send you a reminder. We'll send you the address of where we'll be. And yes, 2 hours would be wonderful. It's going to be a fun event, I think. And just the idea, as I said, we've got 20,000 books, which I think is somewhere between 20 to 24 pallets of books arriving on
wow.
Friday afternoon. And thank you, FSU, for letting us
really?
Sort in your space. It's going to be wonderful.
Now, we'll help you get some volunteers for sure, but I'm curious where the van will go. And do you have a route? Is it like a bus route?
Oh, goodness.
Or?
We are working on that right now. We're coming up with a proposal using as our basis of information, if you will, how do I explain that? The data that comes from the testing that the Bay District School System does every year that shows you how the schools are performing. And you can see from that data certain schools that are performing well below where they should be performing. So we hope to hit those particular neighborhoods. We hope to come up with a regular route where we will routinely show up so people can rely on us. I mean, I just can hardly wait to pull up into a community, roll those doors open, and say to kids or senior citizens or wherever we might be, mm-hmm. please come aboard and pick up two or three books. We are giving these books away. You don't have to return them.
No library card required.
None. One of the things we heard after the storm, one of the things we frequently heard from young kids, several of us were volunteering in some of our local schools, young kids talking about their little libraries that they had lost in the storm. We also heard that from some of our senior citizens. So this is a way not only for the literacy impact we hope to have, but also to help these soon-to-be really bookish kids create their libraries.
Once your books get wet, that's you can't really you just can't use them.
So this is a new thing for Bay County. You mentioned, do I have time to mention what library's doing? You mentioned not having to check them out. Mm-hmm. While I'm here, let me tell you what the library itself is doing, the Bay County Public Library. Keeping in mind the distinction, I'm here talking on behalf of the Bay County Public Library Foundation,
right.
a nonprofit
right.
that works to support the library. The library itself, led by its director, Robin Shader, has acquired a grant that has enabled the library, Northwest
Regional Library
Systems.
I
can never remember that.
Yeah.
I can tell you the acronym. Anyways, they are going to have, by late spring 2020, a high-tech, smart, I'm going to call it a bookmobile, but it's so much more than a bookmobile. My favorite line, libraries are no longer just for books. This is going to be a vehicle that will have hotspot Wi-Fis. It will have, they may, from time to time, depending on what they're doing, bring their 3D printers. I mean, this will go out into our community. You can check books out. You can use their computers. This is going to be quite an interesting thing for our area. So you'll have the little bookmobile where we'll be giving books away, and then you'll have the high-tech vehicle that would be coming spring of 2020. Big deal. Good
neat.
Work. This library does an amazing job.
That library already does an amazing job. As you know, Laura, I'm there every day.
Yes, I know you are.
Maybe you can get us a ride along to the new library.
What an excellent idea.
There's so much. We had a representative from the library here yesterday. There's so much going on at that library that if you had nothing else going on in your life and just tried to participate in half of what they do, it would be a full-time job.
Well, Robin laughs when I use the phrase center of the universe. Yeah. I call the library the center of the universe, particularly after the hurricane.
Sure.
I mean, and even continuing now, the library.
Community recovery center's
goodness,
there.
Yeah. So we just hope to get Flow, Free Library on Wheels, out into the community and hook readers, and then they'll find their way to the library. Mm-hmm. What a great win-win.
It is. And it sounds great. We'll chat a little bit more about this after we get back, and we still have history and music to cover.
That's right. But first, we got to throw it over to WMBB's Lauren Hope for our Tuesday midday weather here in the mix.